Good morning. Steve Sherlock here for Steve's 2 cents in Franklin, Mass. Friday, September 2nd. Heading into the Labor Day weekend. Hurricane / tropical depression. Hermine is going through Florida and supposedly heading up the coast. We may see the remains of it sometime, Sunday, Monday, depending upon how it goes. But in the meantime, it is, as I said, Friday. It is a glorious day here in Franklin and in most of New England by the looks of the maps. It was a little cool overnight, down into the 50s in some places. Gorgeous blue skies this morning. It is crystal clear and wonderful. How do I know? I just came back from my walk. I like when I do a work at home day, get out early, get a walk, get freshened, get my exercise in, clear my head, and get ready for work. And I'm in a sweet spot because a lot of what I'm doing outside of work, certainly in Franklin Matters, etc., actually ties a lot with what I'm doing in work for John Hancock and Manulife in terms of information protection. And one thing that came up recently on the personal side, as some I think may be aware, I'm a New England Revolution soccer fan. Have been following them since they started in MLS. We went from a 4-pack or 6-pack of tickets to being season ticket holders as the girls left. And Dolores and I decided to do something. We still get the girls a 4-pack or a 6-pack, so they still come periodically, but their schedules are such that they're not going to make every game, or almost every game like we do. But things work out, and while the Revs have been up and down and are down currently, we at least still get to see good soccer, even if it's the other team that's playing the good soccer, not the Revs. But in going through the renewal process this year, there was a line in the agreement that caught my eye. So I'll quote, "I agree that I and or each person who enters Gillette Stadium using tickets issued to me will not transmit or aid in transmitting any description, account, picture, reproduction, or other depiction, including text, data, or visual, closed brackets, in any media of all or any part of the event," end quote. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. So the Revs encourage people to take photos, post them to Instagram or Facebook or Twitter with a hashtag any Revs game, and then they put that picture on the big board. And yet it says here, "I will not transmit or aid in the description of a card. And if I do so, they'll take my tickets away." Hello? What's going on here? So I reached out through the account rep. She took some time to get it back to me because she went through the legal folks. It is a league mandate, both MLS and NFL, and unfortunately hasn't been updated since it was written 10 years ago. Now, I understand the need for brand protection. Totally appreciate that. And 10 years ago, things like, you know, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Periscope, you name it, any other number of these social media things didn't exist. So I think it's about time that the legal folks start getting and paying attention to stuff that they did 10 years ago and bring it up to current speed. You can modify this to make it work, to still protect the brand, and yet still allow me and, oh, by the way, your marketing department to give me permission to take a picture and post it without running jeopardy over my investment in your membership? Come on, let's be realistic. Lawyers, get on the stick. 10 years? Come on. We can figure this out. So this will be the start of a campaign to bring some attention to this and get it resolved. More than likely, I will renew my tickets because I can't see them or declaring my tickets invalid or any number of others because of what they're actually doing in fostering. That wouldn't stand up in court. So this statement won't stand up in court, and that's my opinion. I'm certainly not a legal person. But I ask questions, and I'm about to ask the question and hopefully gain some attention. Doesn't have to go viral to get attention, just has to get attention. So that's the first thing today. Second thing is I also caught a note in regards to, no pun intended, the OneNote upgrade. What Office 365 enhancements to that platform are growing on a regular basis. There's a new release each month. It comes out automatically. There's new features. So one of the things we're going to need to figure out, and we meaning on the company side, is how do we communicate those changes? How do we, in some cases, actually approve some of the changes? Because some of the changes would border, at least from a corporate perspective, much more in the privacy realm. And unless there's appropriate restrictions around it, it wouldn't work properly for us. So those would need to be adjusted before the, quote, the product just rolls out and people start using it. So we need to do a little more in that space. But one cool feature that I don't think will be an issue from a privacy protection perspective, but is from a usability perspective, amazing. In OneNote. And if you're not familiar with OneNote, OneNote is also kind of Microsoft's entry into the note business. So if you've heard of Evernote, in which I've been a user for Evernote for a while, it has a lot of nice functions, features, takes notes, takes screenshots, takes a whole bunch of stuff. You can use it in many ways. OneNote is integrating into the Office suite in the same way. And one of the new features just introduced extends the autocomplete feature in a mathematical way, which can blow your mind. So you know autocomplete, you start typing Steven and it will pull up Sherlock, anticipating that that's what you're going to type. And then you can just enter and, you know, skip the rest of the typing. Mathematically, if you put in 1 + 2 = it'll autocomplete and tell you what the number is. In this case, 3. Or 4 × 5 = boom, there goes 20. Automatically. Nice functionality. Educationally, you know, if kids in school are getting this feature, who's doing the teaching? Doesn't the teaching change now? And I'm not saying it shouldn't be done. It can't be done. It just needs to be framed appropriately so that kids still learn how to use the tool, how to validate that that 20 is actually 20, right? Because if you don't know where it comes from, and if you just, it's on the web, it must be true, that's not going to be good. So lots of opportunities, whatever you advance, check it out. OneNote, autocomplete. Will give you a calculation answer. Exactly how far it goes, you'll have to figure out the details. I'll have to. I just got it this morning. We just quickly tried it, and it was amazing. It's like, whoa! So, that's my Friday to start my day. Now I've got to go to work. Hopefully you've got a couple of ideas that you can spin on and work with and maybe generate something else on your side as you get into this weekend. Enjoy Labor Day, the weekend. At least I believe in New York, in the U.S. and Canada, it's a long weekend. How far else it extends, I'd have to go to Google and find out, or Wikipedia and find out. But enjoy, and until next time, this is Steve Sherlock from Steve's Two Cents. Take care.